This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Macca and Tass on Saturday Magazine.
Thanks, Tass. Northside Bazaar is taking place today over at the Laird and also at the Masonic Hall.
It's an annual event, isn't it?
It's an annual event, and the street between the Laird and the Masonic Hall will be blocked off. And this is a fundraiser for Thorn Harbour and for Joy. And we're joined, possibly on the train on her way there, Ange Barry, our Joy CEO. Good morning, Ange.
Good morning, Macca. How are you today?
Pretty good, pretty good. So you're.
And good morning to you, Ange. Great to speak with you on air.
It is. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. And welcome to the Joy management role.
Thank you very much. I'm loving it. I'm settled in now. I feel like an old hand. It's been a couple of months and the feet are well and truly under the desk now, Tass.
A couple of months already. Where has that time gone?
Oh, absolutely flown. It's been very busy but very exciting time too.
Good on you.
And Ange has actually got to spend some time at home during that couple of months.
Jeez.
only some, not a lot.
So, Ange,
not
tell
a lot, Macca. They don't...
Tell us about today. Tell us about what's going to happen out, and, out in Collingwood.
Yeah, so today is a very special event that's known as Northside Bazaar. And it's an event for, I guess, the members of our community who are fond of the leather type attire. So it's a lot of fun.
It's exclusively leather, is it? I thought it was kink.
Well, kink and leather, I should say. Yes, apologies. It is kink as well. And it's located...
So the latex crew are welcome to join us as well then.
Most definitely. And I think everybody's welcome to come along, really, is the answer. Come along and, you know, have a lot of fun. It is down at the Laird Hotel, and they close off the street next to the Laird. And there's lots of stalls where you can buy some kink material. You can experience great food at the barbecue. You can see terrific live acts on stage. And you can also actually participate in the auction where... lots of fun items will be auctioned off, and really not just the auction but the whole event is a fundraising activity for Thorn Harbour Health and for Joy. So becoming along to Northside Bazaar, you are supporting Joy 94.9, which is a fantastic thing to do and keeps wonderful shows like SatMag on air for us.
So is our community hero Tex McKenzie conducting the live auction again?
I'm sorry, Tess, I just dropped out a little bit there.
Oh, it's okay. Is Tex McKenzie conducting the live auction again?
Yes. Tex will be one of our very talented auctioneers. You'll also hear from Joy 94.9's own Dee Mason. She'll be one of the auctioneers as well, and a few other personalities on stage. So it's going to be lots and lots of fun.
Lovely.
Now, this could be an opportunity, Tess, for you to buy a new collar for Ian.
A what?
A new collar for Ian.
A collar?
Kink. It's called kink, Tass.
Macca, I don't get all that stuff. Maybe we need to get somebody in the studio sometime to tell us all about it. Apparently Ben and Gabe are going to be in the studio to tell us all about it from 1 p.m. today.
Yes. No, they're actually doing an outside broadcast.
Oh, they're doing
an
OB.
Broadcast.
There you go.
That's a lot of hard work to produce an outside broadcast, isn't it, Ange?
Yeah, look, it certainly is. So Joy will be... thank you for your reminder there, Macca. Joy will be doing the outside broadcast, and it is a lot of work, but it also is a lot of fun, and you know, brings people to the actual event itself if you can't get there. So The guys will be there, and our joy team will actually be very present on the ground. You'll see lots of us in our joy t-shirts. You'll also see lots of the Thorn Harbour team as well. They'll be there too. But definitely tune in and listen to the guys. I think it'll be a really great morning.
And you'll have to speak into the mouthpiece because we are losing you a little bit while you are on the train station. But I'm reading the notes here about this event, and it says that there's going to be a dunk tank. Do you know who's going to be dunk? Because that might be an attractiveness factor. You never know.
You know what I would say? I don't know exactly who's going to be dunk, but what I do know is whoever is going to be dunk is going to get quite wet and quite cold, I imagine. And I am definitely heading to the dunk tank to give it my best shot because that, for me, is my idea of fun.
I could think of a few I'd like to dunk. So do you have an idea, Ange, you know, the auction, do you have an idea of any of the items that people might be interested in?
Macca, now you've got me. I'm sorry, I don't have the auction list in front of me because I'm running up the train platform as we speak. But I think I might be able to get back to you in a few minutes with that, if you don't mind.
No, that's cool. It's always good, you know, there's always some good items. I remember many years ago I gave a whole lot of old videos, Tess.
Those old things.
No one's got a video.
Tangled tapes and soggy and wet and God knows what.
But you might get them.
Who'd want to buy those, Macca?
You'd be surprised.
Well, tapes are just no longer a thing, really. It's now all live streaming, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But there's always something interesting. Paul's just having pups in the studio, Ed. Well, talking about pups, you see, there could be a bit of a pup show as well, Tess.
And I'm not. There usually is.
And I'm not talking about canines.
Yeah, no, there usually is. Yeah. The pups will be out there in full force. There's no doubt
actually,
about
guys,
it.
Actually, guys, I was briefed at the volunteer briefing. We were told that there will be pups on site. And this is my first Northside Bazaar. So I was thinking, this will be interesting, you know. And then we'll give us details. Descriptions of what to expect with pups. Fantastic. And if for those who are listening who haven't seen a pup before, jump on the Northside Bazaar website because there's some great pictures from last year and the years before of several pups in their leather gear and on all fours wandering around the bazaar. So I look forward to seeing my pup live.
Did they have tails, Ange?
Oh.
Now, Macca, keep it nice.
I am.
Please keep it nice.
Becca, I'm on a train, so I'm going to.
So there's always it's a great community event, and it's, you know, it's a fundraiser for Joy and for Thorn Harbour, but you know it's a really important event. It's a great community event. I find the irony that a lot of it is taking place in the Masonic Hall, but then again, I once said to someone, "Well, they're men that dress up as well."
Macca, I haven't missed one of these. Unfortunately, I will be missing today's Northside Bazaar. But I've always enjoyed the sausage sizzle. I don't know what's so funny. It's a sausage sizzle. It's better than going to Bunnings, really.
Yeah.
There's also inside one of the halls, you can get cups of tea, coffee, and there's usually great cakes. I don't know who makes them, but I have been known to share a lovely cake there, a tea cake with Tex McKenzie in between doing his auctioneering.
Tex is a bit of an expert on cake, isn't he?
Yeah, he is actually. He is. He's also a bit of an expert on this whole thing.
But the other thing is, the great thing about this is the Laird is normally a male-only venue.
It's open to everybody
today. So it is open to all genders today, which is fantastic. You know, so if you're not someone who's normally goes to the Laird or is allowed in the Laird, this is a chance to actually have a look.
Yeah, so it's inside. All genders and all sexualities and all bodies.
To see,
I
wonder
today.
If the Apprentice will be there, Tess.
Perhaps. Yeah. Who knows?
Could be.
Who knows? Any other insights, Ange, you'd like to share with us?
Well, I think a couple of things, I guess. If you want to get down there from about probably midday onwards is a good time to get down to there and, you know, have a look around the Laird stage. first performance kicks off at midday. Boot Blacks in the games room is going to be kicking off at midday as well. So there'll be lots of fun going on there. There is a, I'm just going to look now, there is a Master Baker judging. So, Cass, back to your comments about cakes and baking. That is happening from 1 o'clock.
So, oh, yeah, some of those old queens are really good at making cake.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's going to be a great coffee cart there. There's the barbecue, as you mentioned, the sausage sizzle, I think is now known as the barbecue. So that'll be happening as well. Now, our own Dean Arcuri is actually going to be at the Dunk Tank. I think Dean is leading the management of the Dunk Tank, but whether or not we get the chance to dunk him, that's another thing. Let's see how we go on that one. The actual auction will be kicking off at about 2, the first auction.
There is on the Northside Bazaar, spelled BIZARRE.com. There is an auction listing, and there's actually 1, 2, 3, 4 different auctions, and there's lots of lots of stuff, lots of stuff.
Yes, thanks a lot, mate. Yeah, there are 4 different auction blocks, and also, of course, the Laird itself is open. So you know, the Alley Bar, the Nugget Bar, will be happening there as well. And there's an interesting one. Where are we? I just saw something before. I thought, oh, that looks great. Oh, there's a Leather and Treasure Markdown. Yep. At 5 p.m. So all items will be 50% or sort of less at the Leather and Treasure Markdown, and that's at 5 o'clock. Oh, so you know, might want to make sure you're around for that one.
Yeah, you could get out there, Taz, and get yourself a pair of chaps.
Well, I wouldn't really know what to do with them, to be perfectly honest.
You hang your ass out of them.
It's not really my thing, as you know.
We want to see that, don't we, Edge?
Yes. I think that would be quite a sight.
Ange, thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for giving us a bit of a heads up on what's going to happen. I hope it raises a lot of funds, because the funds go to 2 extremely good causes, one being Thorn Harbour Health, which is our community's own health organisation, and the other is this very organisation, Joy Radio. Ange, all the best. Have a great afternoon, and we look forward to seeing you again pretty soon in the future.
Thanks, Tess. Thanks, Macca.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.